From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An official with the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq says the remaining western Mosul neighborhoods held by the Islamic State are now completely surrounded, and IS has lost more than half of the territory the militants once held in Iraq. VOA asked James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy if the coalition's rapid offense is keeping up pace. He says it's more than that.
The State Department coordinator for the fight against ISIS, Brett McGurk, has said that all of the roads have been cut off. The ISIS forces remaining have been surrounded. There were some reports that up to 60% of the western side of the city have been taken in the course of the day. So it's clear that we have got, despite all of the wringing of hands of people about the battle for West Mosul, that we have a huge victory coming.
Islamic State overran Mosul in the summer of 2014, and now the Iraqi coalition has taken back eastern Mosul. They did that earlier this year. An al-Qaeda-linked group calling itself the Levant Liberation Committee has claimed responsibility for twin blasts near holy shrines frequented by Shiites in the Syrian capital Damascus that left 74 dead, that according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The attacks came 2 weeks after members of the same group hit security offices in the city of Homs, killing and wounding scores of people. Huge pile of garbage at a dump on the outskirts of Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, collapsed, killing at least 46, leaving dozens missing. It's not immediately clear what caused that collapse, which buried makeshift homes where about 150 people live. This is VOA News. Leaders of European Union countries have criticized Turkey while the dispute over the Turkish government's attempts to hold rallies in European countries has been growing since President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused Germany and the Netherlands of Nazism and fascism because officials blocked rallies there. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte spoke with reporters after the Netherlands refused to allow Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu to come out into the country in just for one of those rallies.
We told them that we are against such a visit because this is a Turkish minister, and we don't think it is right for Turkish ministers to campaign in the Netherlands amongst Dutch people with potentially a Turkish passport, yes. But first of all, Dutch people to campaign here in the Netherlands.
Over the weekend, Dutch riot police clashed with hundreds of Turkish government supporters in Rotterdam as about 2,000 protesters gathered outside the Turkish consulate to show their support for President Erdogan, who is trying to push through next month's referendum to expand his powers. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson making his first trip this week to Japan, South Korea, and China as the top American diplomat. North Korea's provocative gestures, such as firing multiple missiles into the Sea of Japan this month, have been so strident that Washington said it is moving farther away from considering the option of direct engagement with the North Koreans. Other factors that might complicate Tillerson's discussions in Seoul and Beijing are the complex political situations in South Korea and China's resentment about the deployment in South Korea of a controversial U.S. defensive missile system. Pope Francis on Sunday prayed for the 39 girls killed and others injured in a fire that began in a Guatemalan youth shelter when mattresses were set ablaze in a protest by those living there.
Esprimo la mia vicinanza al popolo della Guatemala.
Greeting the faithful in St. Peter's Square, the Pope also prayed that God console the victims' families. He added that he was praying and asking others to do likewise for the girls and boys, he says, who are victims of violence, maltreatment, exploitation, and war around the world. Stock markets got started this week on a higher note in Asia today with a strong U.S. jobs report helped driving benchmarks numbers higher on Wall Street last week. The dollar rose 114.83 yen and the euro edged higher to almost $1.07. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.